This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA is shining a spotlight on some of the migrants returned to Mexico as part of the Trump administration's migration protection protocols, in which the Mexican government is busing hundreds of returned migrants to faraway locations in what is described as a thinly disguised deportation program. VOA spoke to some of the migrants ahead of the 2,100-kilometer journey and found the majority of them were from Honduras and had crossed the Rio Grande into the United States in the first days of August. It witnessed two nights of bus departures from a location adjacent to a pedestrian bridge where CPB dropped off migrants to await their immigration hearings in the U.S. from the outside of the country. Some of the migrants who spoke to VOA said they felt their hearings stood no chance and would self-deport to their respective countries. Others plan to utilize temporary work permits in southern Mexico while they consider their next moves. North Korea has launched another round of projectiles into the sea off its east coast. It's a fifth such test in just over 2 weeks. That's according to South Korea's military. The launch came hours after U.S. President Trump said he received another beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and reiterated that he isn't concerned about Pyongyang's short-range ballistic missile test.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
South Korea's military says the projectiles were fired from near the Hamhung area in eastern North Korea. It isn't clear how far the weapons traveled. North Korea has regularly launched short-range ballistic missiles into the sea in the past 2 months. Pyongyang is angry about the resumption of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that began Monday. This is VOA News. The next round of